One. As promised, everybody, we're back early this week, as I said, to discuss our all-star ballots. Can't believe it's already that time of the year again, where we get to argue about who deserves to be an all-star, whatnot. Maybe more positions need to be added, whatever. All that can be talked about later. But there was breaking news today. Just so we keep getting lucky. Last time it was the Siakam trade. This time is Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin got fired. Dismissed as Bucks head coach. I mean, there's a Shams article that pointed to some interesting dynamics there between him and some of the players. And just the fact that they were, I think they're bottom eight defense in basketball, which is shocking. Not too sh shocking somewhat because they have one of the best rim protectors in Giannis. And they also kind of shocking, not too shocking because they have Damon Malik Beasley in your backcourt. So, but I mean, regardless, what was y'all take on? I mean, I'm sure it caught everybody off guard, to say the least, but what was y'all thoughts on him getting fired midway, yeah, literally halfway point through the season? They reminder they are the second seed out of 30-13 record.
I mean,
All right, go
I can
ahead.
go first.
All right. Well, I mean, I know I've seen some things throughout the year of Giannis either ignoring him, having to, we're not having to, but taking up on himself to draw plays on the bench, or having like little side conversations with, with Griffin. So I'm surprised it happened because it's so unprecedented. Usually when a coach is fired, it's for a bad record or underperformance. But they obviously have a 30-12 record right now, which is second best in the East. So it's caught me off guard because I didn't expect it this early. But I do know that the players have had their disagreements with him and even the coaching staff. He had Terry Stotts on the bench as an assistant for the first month, I think. And after Terry Stotts resigned, it came out that they had a little altercation where, Stotts and him got into a, I guess, verbal altercation, and it ended up with Stotts resigning. And Stotts obviously coached the Blazers for 9 years. And was a very good influence, could have helped Griffin get through his first year woes. But it just shows you that not everything is so upfront. You can't tell when some coaches are going to get fired. David Blatt went to the finals with LeBron and was leading them to another one seed, and he got traded or fired in the middle of the season last time. But sometimes
Ended up winning finals
championships,
that fired him.
they won the finals with Tyronn Lue. But sometimes you gotta, as a championship team, it takes more than the players. And I think if you watch Bucks games or you talk to any Bucks fans, they'll tell you that the players are the reason they're winning the game. Sometimes the coaching is bad. And they need a coach that will be able to maximize the talents on that team because the team is very talented. So, yeah, I think it's a good move.
Do you think the candidates, the three candidates listed, is a good move? We'll get to that though. We'll get your thoughts on that. Azad, go ahead. Yeah, you want to say something as well?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm saying like the same thing though. Like, I was shocked because like we rarely see that. I think y'all said David Blatt getting fired in, what was it, 2016? That was like the last instinct, but I don't even know what the Cavs record was. Weren't they like, they were good, obviously, but weren't they like, not like 30-13 at least or some shit? Like, I don't even remember, but he's not a good coach. Like, Adrian Griffin, like, a lot of Bucks fans don't really like him. There's been reports of like disconnect between him and the locker room. So I'm not surprised he got canned, but I just like this early or this kind of, I mean, we're at what, mid-season, right? I think
Yeah.
most players, teams have played like 41 games. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just shocked he got canned middle of the season with that good of a record. But I think there's a clear disconnect with him. And there was a report, I think it was like Dame and him didn't get along, some shit. Like, it took time for Dame to get acclimated in their system. So, I don't know. I mean, they made the move. I don't agree with hiring Doc Rivers. We'll get into that later, but I mean, I think they want more of an established player with Dame and Giannis. And I don't know. I never understood the hiring in the first place. Like, I don't know why you don't hire an established coach with Giannis and Dame. Well, I mean, that was before Dame came, right? So I guess I kind of saw the hiring, but Giannis basically like handpicked the
Giannis didn't want
hiring
Nick
too.
Nurse,
So
so I mean they wanted Nick Nurse, but Giannis didn't want Nick Nurse.
yeah, I was about to say like that's the LGMing right there. It's not even hindsight. It's not even like hindsight 2020 like that. That was a questionable decision not to go after him in the first place. So
It wasn't just, I
yeah.
mean, Nick Nurse, there's other vets available.
Who else was there? I
Kenny
forgot.
Atkinson, I don't think they tried. Did they even try with Kenny Atkinson?
He's more of a development coach, to be
There's
honest. But
D'Antoni.
yeah, I mean,
There's a lot of.
KD can Kenny Atkinson before he got there.
I mean, the thing about Kenny Atkinson, why it didn't work in Brooklyn is because he didn't want to bench Jarrett Allen for DeAndre Jordan. That's logical. I mean, well, you got to be an idiot coach to do something like that. And Kenny Atkinson's ways, I guess,
That
just didn't work with
is
KD and Kyrie, so I wouldn't say he got
that,
fired. It was
yeah.
just a mutual agreement to part
Yeah,
ways.
that's like player empowerment at its best.
Yeah, you know, like I get Brooklyn kind of had to fold for KD. You just signed him, you know. I mean, 4-year deal. You at least got to see what you have in him. You had to kind of listen to him, but I think that's something that Brooklyn surely regrets, especially now with the young roster. I'm sure they would love to have Kenny out there right now, but you
Yeah,
live and you
because he's
learn, I
a players
guess.
development coach. Like, he's
Yeah.
not like a.
I
I
don't,
mean,
you
I don't
can't
know. He
say
hasn't.
he, I, yeah, exactly. He hasn't worked with any like contending team ever.
Yeah.
Well, wait, was he on Golden State's staff during the championship round? But regardless, he's not the head coach anyway, but and they already kind of always
Kenny
been established.
Atkinson, I think he might have been. Yeah, he was an assistant coach for the Warriors, so.
Yeah, all right. So I'm interested in, I mean, that the three names right
He
now is
is a
Nate McMillan,
candidate.
Jeff Van
It is
Gundy, and
reported that he is a candidate for the Bucks job. So,
right now.
oh, yeah, Kenny Atkinson. That's what NBC Sports Bay Area is reporting.
Okay, very in.
Is
Yeah,
he
I think
the
they'll be
Warriors
plugged in.
assistant coach?
Yeah, he's an assistant for them right now. I think that'd be a good hire for them. You know, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see that. I don't know. Some of the names, Jeff Van Gundy, I mean, the guy hasn't coached since, was, you know, 1997 was a long, long time ago. I think that's the last time Jeff Van Gundy coached, right? 98.
Oh, isn't he jobless?
Yeah, he's
He
off
got
TV
laid
now.
off ESPN, right? So I think
Yeah,
he's
I know, but
jobless.
he joins, didn't he join the staff as an advisor or something? He joined the team as an advisor.
Did?
Yeah, so
What team? What team?
let me check. Let me check for you.
Jeff. Yeah, actually, no, I do remember seeing something like that. Jeff Van
Yeah,
Gundy.
so Boston Celtics hired him as a senior consultant.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
So like obviously they would have to get him from Boston, but I mean Boston isn't gonna stop him from. Okay, I lied. The last thing was 2007, I guess. Still a long time ago, but not as long as I thought. He coached the Rockets in 07. All right, yeah, we'll get to that. Swish, what was your thoughts on that?
Yeah, they pretty much covered it. I mean, it was shocking, but they're willing to do it because they didn't see them like winning a championship with him as a coach. So they obviously have flaws, and even though the record showed that they were the top three seed, but they have flaws and they needed him to go. That was the one priority, and I think Giannis probably pushed it. So that's really what I think about it.
I think Dame pushed for it too. Like, I don't think it was just
Yeah.
Giannis.
Yeah, Dame probably did too.
It was probably both of them, low key.
Because you don't fire your coach unless your stars are like putting into the decision.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there had to be like a extreme like disconnect.
Yeah.
I mean, They're what are they, 30 and 13? Like, they're still obviously
Yeah.
great, but
Yeah.
it's kind of that, like, it's kind of that thing where it's like you have a great record, but you have clear weaknesses on the team. The
Yeah.
comparison I use is like in the NFL, like the Eagles, they had a great record, but they clearly had weaknesses. And their fans had fake pessimism. So that's kind of Bucks fans right now. So they canned their coach. We'll see if that kind of makes a
Like
improvement, but.
they're just not good enough to beat Boston right now. Like I know they beat them that one game, but in the series right now, they're not better than Boston. It's looked by a pretty good gap.
Yeah, no, I think Dame and Giannis would have to be like Shaq and Kobe. They had to go crazy to win that series because Chris Middleton is practically washed.
And there are no
Brook
wings,
Lopez
the
is
guards,
fine.
and no wings, no defensive wings.
Yeah, no wings as well. Bobby Portis is good, but who knows? He may be traded for like a guy at the deadline, so.
Yeah. Like Malik Beasley is their best POA, like point defender,
That's
point of
crazy,
guard
dog.
dribble.
I mean, Chris
Like,
Middleton's still there. I mean, he's not the same
yeah, I'm
player,
talking
but
about
he's still better.
Like the guards, like he
Yeah,
guards
Beauchamp
Hughes,
too.
double
I mean,
guard.
Beauchamp. I think that's how he says last name, I believe. I don't want to butcher it, but.
Oh yeah, very bad.
But yeah, no, it's listen. They got the next coach that they're gonna have to bring in. He's gonna have to, I guess, maximize. Even though the offseason hasn't even been a major issue so far, but he's gonna have to figure out a way to maximize Dame, because Giannis is gonna be Giannis anyway. So he's gonna have to figure out how to maximize Damian Lillard and make him elevate his game, because you didn't trade all that away so Dame can give you how much he's averaging this year? 26. He's had some great games, and then he's had some times where he just kind of fades. You're gonna have to figure out how to make him almost kind of the focal point, because Giannis is he's gonna get 30 anyway. But how can we elevate our system so Dame can get to 30 as well? Because halfway through
That's
the
probably
season,
why.
Dame ain't playing at that level. Because Dame, yeah, they what did Sham say? Dame wasn't, it just wasn't working out with him and Griffin, with the offensive system.
Must have not.
Yeah, it was some like he
Did he go
wasn't
from the
like
corner a lot?
adjusting right to the offensive system or some
Yeah, he
shit.
wasn't really getting the offense,
Yeah.
which obviously it hurts
And
when
I
you
heard
fired the
that.
guy who worked with him for 9 years.
And I heard that they didn't like run the Damian pick and roll enough. So I guess their offense was just not good enough. I mean, it was good, but like, oh, his sets, I don't know. His sets weren't the best.
But I've seen a lot of unhappy Bucks fans with their coaching. And you know, I'm gonna make a bold prediction, and y'all can say stop doing it, but I think Chris Finch is gonna join them very soon as a top two seed to lose your head coach.
Stop. You
And
think that's gonna happen?
I'm dead serious. January 23rd, you got my prediction down.
That would be crazy. Two teams that are top two in their division, in their West and East, and
Y'all
fire
gotta
their
get
coach.
Chris Finch coaching at the All-Star game. What are you doing?
He's not, well, no, he's not. Oklahoma City is going to take the number one seed if they beat the Blazers tonight, and that's a free one. So he's not coaching the All-Star game anymore. Mark Mike, what's it? It was for Mark or Mike? I can't remember. Dagnall, he's coaching the All-Star game.
If he wasn't canned last year, I honestly
Well, you got
don't
to
see
understand,
it.
he had the cat injury excuse last year. You don't have that no more.
Yeah, but I
Also,
mean, you had that bad loss.
Cat's
You
been
said
frustrated
cat
with his role.
frustrating?
Yeah, Cat's been frustrated with his role and had to sit down
I
with the
mean,
front office.
after scoring
They got
60,
benched.
is he still frustrated?
I mean, yeah, dude, they lost and he got benched in the clutch. Well, I don't think his frustration level is changing. You know, the coach goes out and talks about, oh, Cat was shot hunting.
He
You know
called
what
him
I
out.
mean? You know, you can't call. Sure, I mean, people, first of all, I'm not gonna. His first call was about the whole team. It wasn't just the Cat shot. The one where he's talking about was a disgraceful basket. He's talking about everybody, not just talking about Cat. So I wouldn't be very fair to Chris Finch. He's not just talking about Cat there. He's talking about the whole team. He did, though, say that Cat was shot hunting. That is something he clearly said. And you know what? I do think Cat was shot hunting at certain moments in the game. I'm not denying that. But my point is,
But
when
who?
his second leading scorer has 10 points, what is he supposed to do?
Yeah.
Was he supposed to defer a guy who's shooting 40% from the field?
And
Anthony Edwards was looking for him. Go ahead, switch.
who does not ball hunt when they're at 60 points and they have a chance to get
Switch. He had a
seven?
chance to break Kobe's record. Would you not gun for that? I mean, I would.
Yes, I'm going for that. I don't care. I'm going for that.
He had 44 at the half. He needed 38 points to break Kobe's record in the second half. He scored 9 points, Switch, in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. 9 points. So he only needed 29 more points for the rest of the game to break Kobe's record. Any
Yes,
player is gunning for that. Any. There's not a single player who would not try to.
You gotta
Unfortunately,
do it though, but you can't like force it, like you know.
I just thought the way we were using him wasn't the most efficient. Cat, you can't post up Cat. First of all, I'm blaming Cat for it too. You can't post up at the in, bar barely at the 3-point line and think you're gonna be able to get to the basket like that. That's bad. If you're gonna post up, either you post up deep or just play ISO face up game. And when you have 60, you can't post up because the team's gonna double you on the post up. It's just gonna be harder to score. You gotta shoot. That's how you're gonna get to like Embiid. When Embiid's scoring a lot, he's shooting the mid-range and drawing fouls. That's how you continue to score at a high level. When people are bringing the double teams, the easiest way to beat a double is shoot the ball. You can't and shoot quick. You can't spend time thinking because they're gonna bring help and it's gonna be impossible. Cat was taking too long, and also the way the office was set wasn't really helping him. But I'm making the January 23rd, 2024, 6:28 p.m. Central. Chris Finch will join Griffin very soon. If we lose to the Wizards tomorrow, he's joining them tomorrow night.
You know that ain't happening, so
So I mean, we haven't beaten the Wizards in like 7 years.
7 years? No way.
We're 0-7 or something again. Okay, five, four, four, 4 years for sure. I don't know if it's seven, but 4 years for, they own us.
I mean, it was mainly Beal, but yeah.
We you literally beat us in a game where Bill didn't play, and it was like Corey Crispert had 30.
I'll
That's
see us.
crazy.
I'll see you guys losing us. So, like, I don't know how he switched on Chris Finch, but I don't see that happening.
Bro,
Like,
first Cat is upset. You gotta get some of that. You gotta get the juices flowing.
Timberwolves don't have the balls to do it as a franchise. I'm sorry.
What
They
makes you say
saw
that?
their quick start, bro. They have what? This is their best start to. Is it
Why
their
does that
franchise's
matter?
history?
Who cares? Why does that matter?
Because they probably hold that to high regard. I mean,
You
I
didn't
don't.
trade 5 first-round picks for Rudy Gobert, so people can clap it up because you had your fastest start in franchise history.
I think they would just wait for the season,
You can't.
honestly.
I mean, you can't. If you want to win a championship, Chris Finch can't be your head coach.
I just don't think
So,
it'll happen mid-season.
does Tim want to be an NBA champion, or does Tim want to be remembered as a loser? Because he didn't get a ring over in Denver. He left when they got a ring. You
He
keep a
still
coach
built
around.
majority of that team, though.
I don't care. He wasn't the GM when they won, so it's not his ring. Where's his ring at, Azot?
It's at Target probably, but
There you go.
you know
You
what
don't
I
got
mean,
one.
though.
I get your point, but what I'm saying is you when you watch basketball, you could tell if a coach got the goods or not.
Oh yeah, I think NBA coaches are like a lot worse
Oh, a lot of coaches.
nowadays.
NBA don't got, yeah. Oof, stinky.
And
Rick
compared to
Adelman was a
other
good
leagues,
coach.
like there's like six, seven good coaches, I feel like, in the NBA. So.
It don't make, bro. He has. I just wish y'all watched as much Timberwolves games as I did, because y'all would instantly see why I think Chris Finch is a bottom five coach in basketball. And I'm not exaggerating. He really is. I got to think Steve Clifford is better than him. If I just start naming coaches, it may take forever, but you give him up. He plays three brick machines next to each other who can't shoot, and then they shock the offense dies. Troy Brown Jr. doesn't get any minutes for whatever reason. I mean, okay. He said, Azad, quote, he said, quote, I don't care how defenses guard Kyle Anderson, he gonna figure it out. Does he think Kyle Anderson's an all-NBA player?
He said what?
He said, I don't care how defenses guard Kyle Anderson, he's gonna figure it out.
What
That's who
out?
you, that's my point. Because the thing is, with Kyle Anderson in the game, teams don't guard him. They just double team, they load up. No spacing. Turnovers happen. And his bright idea is he going to figure it out. Kyle Anderson has no athleticism, no shooting, no dribble moves. Can't finish through aggressive contact. Has no foot speed to get past anybody. He's not, I hate to, nothing against him. I hate to say he's not figuring out nothing.
I think y'all need like wing shooters for sure.
Oh,
And I
like a
suggested it
Bogdanovic.
even on the pod. I said what I said. I said Alec Burks or like a Buddy Hield
Yep,
or
or a Gordon Hayward in the buyout market.
yeah, you could do that as well. Even like I know you guys are interested in Malcolm Brogdon. I know he's not a wing, but he's a
We
great
need that
shooter.
too.
So.
But yeah, Chris Finch is joining him. Y'all think I'm joking and shit, but y'all gonna see when this office is still 21st in the NBA, Cat is still frustrated. He's still playing doo-doo rotations. And the team finally starts returning to the norm. They start falling to earth because you're not going to defend well every single night in the NBA.
I just don't think what you saw from Adrian Griffin, like I don't think that shit's normal.
It's not normal, obviously, because it
I
only happened to David Blatt and now him. It's not normal.
Right. So if it happened 2 times in 1 season, would be crazy.
And
But
who said lightning don't strike twice?
nobody said that. So
Okay, so it's I'm telling you, he's gonna join them. That's my prediction because this Timberwolves team and the
my
office has been shit
prediction.
for 160 games.
He's gonna stay for the whole season, and then he'll get canned once you guys flame out in the playoffs.
He's not, bro. He's not lasting. He's not lasting, bro. He's not lasting. Our office has been bottom like 10 for 2 years now. He's not lasting. He's not even this year. Our office was trash last year. He just had the Cat gimmick to save himself with. Well, buddy, Cat is back now. Your office is still doo-doo. So it wasn't Cat being injured. It's just you can't coach. Put me on the sidelines. The Timberwolves got four more wins this season.
All
I'm
right,
saying you
buddy.
laughing. I'm serious.
Don't know about that, but okay.
Kyle Anderson getting 0 minutes a game gives the Timberwolves about four more wins this year.
Looks like Doc Rivers is gonna be the head coach.
Wait, is that announced? Was that just announced?
Woj just said the Bucks have reached out to Doc Rivers and are engaging in convos.
All right, we'll see.
So.
And tomorrow we're gonna hear when the Wizards win, Timberwolves reached out to D'Antoni.
You said D'Antoni, isn't he with the Pelicans?
Yeah, but I mean, you can get him because he wants to. I'm sure he
No,
would
Doc
like to
Rivers is
coach and
not
try and win a
helping
championship.
that.
Bro,
Yeah,
Doc Rivers
I
was
don't
apparently
understand what Doc
advising.
Rivers is doing.
He was
So
advising the coach that apparently was bad. So why the hell would you hire him? How does that make any sense?
bruh, I don't get that hire at all.
I don't understand it. I'm not gonna lie to you.
All right.
The only reason I see them hiring Doc Rivers is because Giannis and Dame like kind of respect him.
He literally said
That's
that he wants Dame to be the main option, and he said some shit about like Giannis tries to score
Oh,
on
he
too
said
much or
that?
something. He said something about that, yeah.
Oh, because yeah, he's a commentator. I forgot.
Yeah. So basically, he probably don't want Dame to have the ball in his hands anymore.
All right. Well, we'll
He lost.
see
He
if
lost the
I'm
locker
right
room.
or if Azar's right in due
You heard.
time.
What Chris Haynes said on
What he said?
his tweet.
What he
He
said?
said that he lost the locker room over time, and the Bucks front office believed that change was necessary.
That's a real front office right there. That's a real front office. You see something isn't working? You see a coach ain't making changes? Thank you for your services. Let's get one who will.
Yep,
Now I need TC to
I wish
replicate
the
that.
Lakers could do that.
Fat, me and
The
you
Lakers
switch.
have
We both need that.
dead ass.
Yeah, I need that
Dog
too.
him leading us to playing, and he's not getting fired for the second year in a row.
Just makes my heart break that this is what I have to deal with every night. All right. Well, now this is the juicy part. I'm sure people care about the All-Star predictions. I wouldn't even say predictions
Gonna
are
talk about
valid.
Terry Rozier?
Oh, I keep forgetting he got traded. He did get traded.
Yeah, that trade came out in.
I can't believe that he got traded for that. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, it was a great trade
I mean,
for
it was good for
Miami.
Miami. Because Lowry is ass now, so that's a good trade.
He's gonna get bought out, obviously, by Charlotte. But
Yeah, but
they
who
wanted
wants
to get
him,
off
bro?
Terry Rozier money. I mean, if you get Kyle Lowry for cheap, I think contenders will take him. Just his contract that people didn't really want him for. But I can't believe he only went for Kyle Lowry and a protected first. It wasn't even like just a full first. Because he's having a career year this year. And Miami, he's gonna be great in Miami. They really needed a
That's
player of
that.
that archetype.
They need
So
another four. Yeah, they need another four.
That's A plus to Miami. I guess Charlotte achieved their goals of saving cap, so I'll give
I
them
guess
a
it wasn't
B.
bad for them. Yeah, it wasn't bad for them.
And they got a pick out of it, I guess. Even though I thought they could maybe got more, depending on who they, if they started bidding more. But you know what? Yeah,
Thought it
great
was
trade.
one
What
win,
was your
though.
thoughts, Azad?
It's a
Yeah,
one-one.
I thought it was one win. I mean, I think with Miami, a lot of times last year, like their offense stalled out, except for the playoffs. A lot of people say that's devil magic, but y'all know what I'm saying. Like their offense stalls a lot, right? So I think with Terry Rozier,
Takes off pressure from Jimmy Butler
takes
too.
out pressure. I think you have a guy who's a great shooter. I mean, Terry Rozier is having a great year. I know a lot of people are seeing it, but you compare him and like Lillard stats, they're like basically identical. So it kind of shows you the season he's having. But
That's true, but
I
yeah,
don't
look
think
at
Miami's
usage.
done. Yeah, the usage as well. I don't think Miami's done trading though. I think they might go for maybe another point guard because as good as Rozier is, he's not a traditional point guard, so they might go for another one in the
He's like
trade
a
market.
shooting.
Yeah, he's more of a shooter,
He's
shooting
more of a
guard.
shooting guard, yeah.
But obviously in that offense, like Jimmy's the guy, so he's the one making playmaking duties and shit like that. So I don't think it would matter too much come playoff time.
He start?
Rozier, yeah, I don't think he would. I mean him and Tyler Hero would scare me though as a
That's
backcourt.
barbecue, bro. That's a barbecue backcourt.
But you also then have like Jimmy Bam to kind of make up for it, but even still,
God.
I think that
Lick my chops, bro. I don't care.
yeah, I don't think the Lakers are, but
No, I'm just saying, like, any good team.
oh, okay. But yeah, I like it though. I mean, they didn't give up much. They gave up a guy in who's 30, what, 7 years old in a 2027 first round pick. Yeah, they basically didn't do shit. So I think this raises the ceiling just a little bit, although I don't think they are better than Boston or even Milwaukee still, but we'll see what
But
happens. Caleb Martin is falling off surprisingly, so he
in the
might just
playoffs,
like
he's gonna go right back up. Watch
I was about to
that
say, he might
playoff.
just go back up in the playoffs, so we'll see what happens there. But
The Brown Philly?
yeah, I think they're better than Philly.
That's 50-50. That's toss up.
All right, so y'all ready to discuss your All-Star ballots?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get going. Who wants to start? What conference y'all want to start? I feel like East first because it's probably easier than trying to get through the West. Unless y'all want to do West first.
We can do East.
East
I
first.
think East is, yeah.
All right, what is y'all starters, man? Because the starters being announced, remember, Thursday on TNT. Who's y'all starters?
I can do my first.
Go ahead.
So starters, I have Tatum, Giannis, Embiid, Mitchell, and Haliburton.
Fraud.
I have
You
the
said
exact.
what?
I know,
You
I'm just
try to
playing.
say
I
that
have
one more
this
time?
exact same
Please
one.
repeat one more time.
Oh, okay. I do it in in order. Haliburton, Mitchell, Tatum, Giannis, Embiid.
Okay.
Yeah, I
And
have
did all
really
did the rest of
seen.
you guys say that's the same? I think I heard people say
Yes,
that's the same.
I have the
Yeah.
exact
The
same,
only
yeah.
difference that I would have like I considered was Brunson instead of Mitchell, but
Yeah, same
wow,
thing.
I'm the only one who's different from the rest of you.
I was thinking about putting Brunson there too, but I ended up putting Mitchell.
Yeah,
I have Trae
I
Young
think
starting.
especially with
I don't
how
have
Mitchell's
Mitchell
been
or
playing.
Brunson. Mitchell's been playing really good, and the Cavs been on a roll. They won like nine straight. I think they're on 9-game win streak right now.
I had to give it to
Without
Trae Young, man.
Moby and Garland. Without Moby and Garland.
Yeah, I mean, I won't argue Mitchell deserves to start. I mean, but also going off the fan voting, wasn't Trae Young number two?
I mean, this
Yes,
is what
was
we
he?
think, right?
No, this is
I
what
guess it's
we
what we think,
want too. It's what you want more so. But I
though.
also just
Okay.
personally believe Trae Young deserves to start. I get that team record.
Yeah.
It's always taken into consideration and whatnot. But I mean, he's been phenomenal. I think he's averaging 27 and 11.
I don't.
This team sucks, sure, but I'm not gonna let that get in the way of somebody starting the All-Star game. And Atlanta at least should get one All-Star, especially when someone is competing at that level. And I just don't think his peers, I don't think Brunson has been individually better. I don't think Mitchell lately maybe, but I don't think Mitchell all around has been better individually. And I don't think Maxey been better. And I don't think Dame has either. So I think the only one you could argue has been better than him in the East as a guard has been Haliburton. Other than that, I think he's been the second best guard in the Eastern Conference. So that's why I feel like Trae Young should start. Would the NBA advantage just have him missing the All-Star game in general, or does everybody at least have him on the
Who?
Trae Young? Do all you guys at least have him on your ballot, or did he miss for
Yeah.
some of you?
Yeah, he's a reserve.
I have in my
He's
ballot,
he
yeah.
he shouldn't miss it. If he misses it off of team record, that'd be crazy.
They hate for him
Jalen, you say
though.
you have him too, right? Did I hear you right?
Yeah, I have him.
All right, you could kick us off with your reserves then.
Reserve.
Backcourt, the front courts, and the wild cards.
All right, backcourt. Damn, I didn't know the reserves were ordered.
Well, you got to make sure you have. There is a positional restriction. So it's got to
Okay,
be
okay.
three forwards and a center, or it could be three centers. It doesn't matter. Just front. You know what that shit is. But yeah, you need three front courts, two backcourts, two wild cards. As long as you
I
have that, then just go
got
ahead
you.
and name them.
All right, yeah. So I guess I'll do like a backup starting five. I have Trey, Maxey. Oh my bad. I have Trey, Brunson, Banchero, and Bam. Bam and Pascal, my bad.
Okay.
And then my wild cards would be Maxey, Dame, and JB.
That's it. You get two wild cards.
There's only
Excellent.
two.
Okay, Maxey and Dame.
Okay. So you have Siakam making. Okay, interesting. What Azad,
Yep.
what's yours?
I think we have the same one. I have Brunson, Dame, Paolo, Bam, Jaylen Brown, and then my two wild cards are Trae Young and Maxey.
So you don't have the same,
Or
but
actually, I mean, I could put Dame as a wild card. It doesn't really
oh
matter.
my God, I forgot. I forgot a name.
Who'd you forget?
I forgot a name. I forgot Scottie Barnes. I definitely think
Oh,
he
so I
deserves to
was
be an All-Star.
arguing him or like Paolo, but I picked Paolo at the end.
I picked him over Brown. I put him over in over Brown.
Over Brown?
Yeah. I had Brown on right now. I just removed Brown.
I mean, he's having a good season, and then I would say like the Celtics having two All-Stars, like I would put that over Scottie Barnes. I mean, he's been great as well, but I would just put Jaylen Brown.
Fair. Swish, what was yours? What was yours looking like, Swish?
I had Trae Young, Brunson as my two guards. I had Jaylen Brown, Bam, and then I had Scottie Barnes at the last one.
So you didn't
Then
have
you need
Paolo?
two more. You're missing two guys. Who
No,
gives you
I
two
didn't.
extra?
And my wild card was Maxey and Dame.
Okay. All right. So it looks like we have a lot of the same variation. So really, the
I
only
just don't
big
have
difference is,
Paolo. I picked
yeah.
Scottie
So.
Barnes
So
probably.
Switch does have about Paolo. Jalen has P Pascal making it. Azad has Brown making it. I don't have Brown making it, but I think everybody has Brunson. Everybody has You said Ty, Trey. Everybody has Dame. Everybody has Maxey, and everybody has Bam. I think those five.
Yeah, we have
Like
man.
matter of like two guys difference. All right, so why Pascal, Jalen?
I just think he's having a very underratedly good season. And I would have to pick between him and Scottie. I think that Pascal is having a better, not a better, like maybe not a more surprising season than Scottie, because obviously Pascal has been an all-star before, and he's supposed to be doing this. But at the same time, if you look at the effect that he had on the Raptors versus when he doesn't play, I think that the Ra he elevates the Raptors to another, well, he elevated the Raptors. He's on the Pacers now, obviously, but he elevated the Raptors to another level that Scottie just doesn't, honestly. And I mean, I've always been a fan of Pascal's game, even with not a lack of a 3-point shot, but he doesn't take it as much as he used to. He's still putting up good numbers. I think he's like 23, 6, and 5, very efficiently, but maybe like 52% shooting. I'm not sure what his true shooting is right now, but yeah, I mean, if anything is going to get him, it's going to be probably lack of games, or less games than Scotty. But I mean, if they don't put lack of games into consideration, I think that he's an easy pick in there.
Fair play. Anybody who vehemently is against him. Having Pascal in the All-Star game and thinks it's
I mean, I
blasphemy.
could see it. I could see
No,
it, but
it's
I
not. There's nothing
just,
wrong with that. I thought he'd been playing good this season too. So,
I could see
no,
it. I just
but
wouldn't pick him over Paolo or Scottie Barnes.
yeah, I didn't pick him above Scottie, but he's been good.
I
He's been
low
great this
key,
season for sure.
man. I'm not saying I regret Scottie over Paolo, but it's like it's so close for me.
Okay, well, why
It's a
Brown for
pot.
you? Because you have two Boston All-Stars. What motivated you to put Brown in there?
You talking
Who,
about
me
me,
or
right?
her? Talking about
Yeah.
me or who?
Because we both had
No,
Brown.
you
I had
both of
Brown
you. Okay,
too.
yeah, both of you then. Both of
Pretty
you.
sure all three of us are bro.
Well, then all three. Well, okay, all three of you then.
I'm surprised you didn't have Brown.
I took him off for Scotty.
Well.
Oh, okay. I mean, he's having a great. I think he's having a great scoring year.
No,
The
his
only
scoring has
thing,
been down.
the only thing holding him back is his free throws. But this has not been a good free throw shooter. But scoring the ball, I think he's been consistent on every level. And then I also felt like Boston just needs two all-stars. Are they still number one in the East?
Yeah.
Right, because Milwaukee's two. So, yeah, I picked him over Scottie Barnes, but I might regret that. I don't know, because I really like Scotty as well.
Okay, Swish, Jay, anybody want to add to that?
Yeah. I mean, I think he's been having a good year. I mean, obviously he has a stacked team, so he's not gonna average like 26, 27. So his stats are gonna look like not as good as it used to be. But I feel like he's consistent, and I feel like he deserves to be an all-star. I'll be surprised if he does not make it.
Yeah, I was trying to pick between him and, I mean, I guess Kristaps, and I was like, Celtics is gonna have two all-stars, and it's probably gonna be JB.
I think Kristaps low-key is like maybe more valuable, but he's missed a couple games as well. So I picked Jaylen Brown. He also just
Honestly,
fried Luka in every matchup. I know that's kind of relevant, but
Luka's a bad.
that man was frying Luka on like every ISO.
Yeah, Luka's a bad defender. Him and Kyrie are bad defenders.
Yeah, but overall though, he's been a lot better in isolation. But we'll see that in the playoffs. I think that's kind of like
Yeah, we'll see what
where a lot of
Melo.
Boston fans are gonna judge him, but
Yeah, I agree.
all right,
Just
so
want
now
to
that
judge him.
we wrapped up the East, I mean most people have around the same ballot, maybe one or two differences. the West, this sort of thing is gonna, you gotta get a little interesting. I hope there's some passionate debates here. Otherwise, we're doing something wrong. All right, who wants to start with their starters? Let's go switch last time. Even last time switch, you can go first. Who's your starters in the Western Conference?
All right. My starters were, I had Luka, Shai, LeBron, AD, and Jokic.
Already we starting off with a massive disagreement, but you guys go ahead, name your starters.
I had. Oh, go ahead.
Rise up. I went first last time, so I'll go last this time.
All right, I'll go Luka, Shai, KD, AD, and Jokic.
Okay, nicer, much better.
I got
He
Luka.
said much better. Oh, nah.
I got Luka, Shai, KD, LeBron, Jokic.
Very nice. Very nice. That one hits the spot.
Did you say Booker or Luka?
I got the same. He said Luka, Shai, Bron,
This man
KD.
said Booker.
I thought I said Booker. I was about to
All right,
say.
so switch, switch,
Hell
switch,
no.
switch, switch. Now we go get on your case a little bit. I don't mean to hate, but
Look.
we need to talk about this, man. How Bron and AD both starting?
Nigga, how you mean how they starting? Look how they're playing, nigga.
Yeah,
You
nigga.
tell
I
me,
mean, how are they starting?
over Kevin Durant?
I was
Yes,
gonna
over
say
Kevin
over
Durant.
KD.
I mean, neither of them having better seasons than KD, so.
80 is. Don't do
Maybe
that.
hey,
He's
you
not.
can make
He's
an
having.
argument for
No, he is
AD.
not.
Okay,
Yes,
maybe
he
you can make
is.
argument for AD, but
No,
LeBron's not having a better season than KD this year.
he's not having a better season, but he's gonna start. So LeBron's not coming off the bench in the All-Star game.
But I'm
All-Star
saying
game.
what you think.
No,
I'm
you have
saying
to
what
put.
you
You have
believe.
to push 80 down then.
Switch, I'm saying
No,
what
but
you think. It's
80.
not about
I'm
the
saying.
votes. Obviously, LeBron gonna win the votes. So I'm saying what you think.
First of all, I think 80 should be all. If you watch the Lakers, 80 should be an All-Star starter this year. There's no debate about that. He's been
I'm just asking you.
best
That's fine.
defender.
I'm
Okay,
saying
then
do you
most
think he should be
on.
benched? Do both deserve to start over KD?
I think Bron's the more questionable one than AD.
Yeah,
Bron
benching
definitely the
LeBron.
more. No, you can
Bench LeBron. I'm just saying, me personally, I'm taking LeBron, but starting AD and Jokic.
Okay. We'll fill out the rest of the reserves before we get back to that, but
But AD
I don't think both
definitely,
should be starting.
AD should be all-star starter. Like, if he's not all-star starter, that's clown. Like,
He's
they're
not
trash.
being an all-star
LeBron's
starter because of
fault
the
then.
fan vote. He has zero chance because of the fan vote.
Shit crazy, bro.
Because KD,
That's
Jokic,
LeBron's fault.
and LeBron are way ahead of him in the
Wait,
fan vote.
what did you say, Joe? What did you
That's LeBron's fault that he's not a starter.
say? What do you mean that's his fault?
Because he's not going to win the fan vote, and he's not having a better season than Luka, Shai, Jokic. So that only leaves one spot, which should be KD's spot. But LeBron has to start, so they're going to start KD and LeBron.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, but yeah, I guess you said that.
Listen, my thing is first, despite Bron, maybe people think he has a slight down year, he's still been the most impactful Laker if you look at all the advanced
He has,
analytics.
but if you look at
So,
who's been our best player this season, it actually has been AD.
I
And I didn't
agree
see
because I
him,
think AD been
but
on
it
a
actually
tear.
happened.
I think AD been on a tear. So I agree with that point, but I still, LeBron is pointing towards the offense and what he brings to the offense, and this impact hurts the Lakers severely when he sits or just doesn't play. And he's like fifth or sixth in the NBA in terms of that differential. So LeBron to me is still very much so the one who's probably obviously because the fan vote is obvious. But what I think is still, if I had to choose between, I think LeBron should start KD, Jokic, and then AD obviously still makes it, but he's going to be a reserve instead. That's how I
Yeah,
see it.
I'm pretty sure Katie's gonna be starting anyways. I'm pretty sure they're gonna put down AD, most
All
likely.
right, so
So
just give us your reserves. Go back court, front court, and wild card to make it easier to keep track.
my backcourt was Curry and De'Aaron Fox. My front court was Kawhi, KD, and then I had Lauri Markkanen. That's what I added. Then my wild card was Edwards and Demberger.
Damn.
Interesting. All right, Aza, go ahead.
That's a lot different. All right, so I have Steph and Anthony Edwards as the
Very lovely. Very lovely. Good job, Aza.
as the two guards.
And then I went with LeBron, PG, and Rudy Gobert.
Wow, Azai. Okay. Okay, keep going.
It took a lot for me to put Rudy there, but.
Well, okay, never mind. Wait to ruin it. Go ahead.
And then I've did I say Kawhi?
You did
Yeah,
not.
say Kawhi.
You said Paul George in the
Oh yeah,
front
Kawhi and PG. Who did I say? PG or Bron?
You already said PG. You said Bron. You said both.
Okay,
They're both.
that's what. So Steph, Kawhi, Edwards, Rudy, Fox, PG, and LeBron. That's
Is
my
that
seven.
seven?
Yeah, that's seven.
Yeah,
Lauri
seven.
Markkanen is better than PG this season, but that's why I didn't.
Yeah.
All right, I think it's
Jalen,
close. I think
we'll discuss
PG
those.
recently,
PG has been
PG's recent
another
play,
level.
along with team success, I think puts him over.
Yeah, but don't put team success. I'm looking at this player wise. I think Lauri's been better.
I
I
mean, if you're looking at recent
mean,
success, the nine and
fuck.
two Utah Jazz don't get consideration.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true too. But
I mean, I don't have
I feel
Laurie
like.
making it. I don't have Laurie making it either, but I'm just asking.
Defense matters. Hashtag.
Lauri's not a bad defender.
But PG has been playing all NBA level defense.
Yeah.
Sure.
There, I
Sure.
mean, it's not like his stats are a lot better too. I mean,
I mean, PG and Kawhi
PG's
is
been
damn
great.
I don't have PG making it either personally, but
Yeah, he's not making it, but we'll see.
I
He's
don't
definitely
have him there.
making it. Paul George is
Well,
definitely
it's
making
got to
it.
be one of them. I pick Kawhi.
He's not making it, bro.
Both of them are making the All-Star game.
I don't see it because
And I'd put real
y'all
money.
ignoring somebody.
On that. I'd
Y'all
put real
ignoring
money.
somebody. I haven't heard a name yet, but Jalen, go ahead. Maybe you got the name for us.
Bro thinks we're gonna say
Okay.
Kyle Anderson one
So,
week.
okay, you're banned.
nobody's saying Cat either. Fuck him.
Yeah, I
I never
was
said
about to say. I never said
it.
Cat. I don't even have Cat on my ballot.
So for my front court, I have Steph and Ant. And then for my back court, I have PG, Kawhi, AD. And then for my wild cards, I have Sabonis. And I'm trying to pick between Sengun and what's his name? Fox. But I might just go Sengun.
Yeah, we got
Okay,
Fox
very
PG. Hey,
interesting. So, yeah, it was
Omar.
good. It
Let
was a
me
good switch.
make a change. I'm gonna put out Booker and put Rudy in.
Thank you, sir. That's the right decision.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yeah,
So
probably
I got a
Booker.
question for you guys. Obviously, coach is picking the reserves. How the hell do none of you got Zion, who's like a game out of the fifth spot?
Well,
He just
How does
hasn't been
Zion
better.
not get an all-star spot? Because you
But
can't
he
argue
just
that
didn't get
Sengun has
open.
been better. I mean, they haven't been winning, and I don't think he's been individually better. I don't see how the Kings should get to All-Star. They're the seventh seed. They're below the Pelicans.
They're
And
like one game behind 50, though. It's not like a big
but
difference.
yeah, I'm saying they haven't out both haven't been outplaying Zion enough for me to consider an easy decision.
I mean, it's not an
No.
easy decision, but I think Sing I take I'll take Sengun's 22-9-5 over Zion's 22-5-6. I mean 5-5. So, in my
Fair, but I
opinion.
just feel like, especially coaches. I mean, obviously, this is what you believe, so who cares? But I'm looking at it in the perspective for me. It's like, first of all, I don't always consider standings when it comes to all stars. I don't, but I do consider when it comes to if I make sure a team isn't getting an all star, I want to make sure a team below them in the standings ain't getting two. I can't do that. That's just my belief.
Yeah, I got you.
My thing
Because,
is like, you can't put. I mean, who are you putting Zion over? I
I
think
mean,
if you're talking about
I
my
think he's over
ballot,
Sengun.
okay.
But
Well, I
who's
don't
your
have
ballot?
that's a good debate. That's a
It's
great
a debate.
debate.
Oh, it's a debate. I'm not saying
Yeah.
that's why I said the West was going to get a lot of generate a lot of like upset people when the reserve ballot
See,
gets in because
but
there's going to be a lot of angry
has he been
people.
better than Lauri marketing?
As he can you argue?
No. No, he's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Lauri's been
Yeah,
better.
Laurie's been better, but again, that my thing is, can I give the ninth seed Utah Jazz an all star over the sixth seed Pelicans when it's
You can't
close?
do that. You can't do that.
That's my issue with all of this is.
Don't
It
know.
is too like obviously Zion's at like 15 points per game, okay, and he's a role player, okay. Then who cares? But I can't give a guy who's actually playing at a high level, not to obviously his capabilities, but still at a high level. He's on the sixth seed, but then a ninth seed gets the spot. You feel me? I don't know. I feel like that's unfair to the fans of the Pelicans. That's how I see it.
I
But Aza, you
feel
said
like
who
so
would you remove for? What was you saying? What was your point? He was making a point.
I would say the worst player on my ballot is like Rudy Gobert. So I don't think
Well, you can make
you
an argument
make
for
it
Rudy because
over.
he's the number one seed and the number one defense and the defensive player of the year. That's
That's what I'm
I
saying.
see that. But
So who else would
then
there be?
anyway,
Like
name some other
Fox,
names. Name some
Kawhi,
other names. Name some other names.
De'Aaron Fox?
How
You're
many
not
all-stars
basically.
you got that how many teams you got that got two all-stars in your ballot?
The Lakers and the
That's
Clippers
understandable.
and the
Okay.
Wolves.
You see, okay, those at least understandable to me. I can see that.
I don't have Sabonis on the team, so
Yeah, I don't have Sabonis making it either. Oh, I didn't even name mine, did I? I have Ant and Curry in my backcourt. I have AD, Kawhi, and Rudy in my front court. And then I have Fox and Zion as my wild cards. So my only difference, I think, all of you have Paul George? Or no,
No,
Switch
I
doesn't.
had Lauren.
I didn't
I think
have
me and
Paul George making
Jalen
it.
got PG.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
didn't have
PG.
PG making it. Because I had to choose between him and Kawhi. And I decided to roll with Kawhi. I think
Yeah,
if you're gonna have yeah, it's hard.
I don't
The
think it's
only
both.
yeah.
Coaches gotta put
Yeah.
PG.
Yeah, I think their production is like been
Our production
similar.
is literally on the same, like literally the same.
Yeah, and they've been unreal this year,
The
so
thing is,
yeah, I
Coach, I
would
think Rick
say.
Carlisle spoke about it once. He said co if coaches see that they gave one team an all-star already, they're not going to give them a second one over like a higher seed, which is why
Exactly.
you get freaky. You get like last year's was disgusting. I mean, a lot of people were really upset about last year's because a lot of the snubs made no sense. But that's because the coaches, they're going to put winning, which is why, okay, if the Clippers are fourth or third, have they overcome the Nuggets? I don't think
Yeah,
so yet, right?
especially right now.
Okay, so they're fourth, but they're not that far. They're like two games out of the first seed or
The
something like
game's
that.
2.5 years at first.
So not like they're too far ahead, but like if the Clippers get two all-stars, okay, I can see that. But Swish, I think you ended up removing Booker.
No, yeah, I took out Booker and added Rudy Gobert.
You see, I can't
Because
see Phoenix getting two all-stars. Like that's something I can't see.
I just thought about it. And Rudy has been like the best defender on the team, number one seed. The DPOI, so I'd give him respect.
Even though Phoenix is fifth in the standings, but I'm not giving him two all-stars when they tied in the standings with the Pelicans. And the Pelicans get zero. That's my personal thoughts.
I feel like, yeah, PG has been having this season too. I just put Laurie above him because I feel like he's been a little better. I'm not putting in team stats. I'm looking at the player wise. That's all I'm looking at.
All right, so me and Swish, obviously, we don't have two Clippers making it. Kind of okay. Actually got a question for you guys. Curry obviously has been good this season. He's been real good this season. Okay, I'm like, he has been real good, but he's been good.
A
Is it?
clear regression, though. I
Yeah,
mean,
yeah.
yeah, he hasn't been the same.
Should he be an all-star at the 12th as a 12th seed over Laurie, for example?
Yes.
Yeah,
Yes. I feel
his
like
production is still there. I
his
mean,
production is still elite.
yeah, I
And
have him making it for that reason.
that team without him is a bottom three team in
They're a
basketball. I mean,
lottery
they're not
team.
that
I
much
mean, they're
better.
already
Yeah, they're
bottom three in the
lottery
West,
team.
right?
I said they're almost damn near a bottom three team.
I
Yeah,
say
I
they
was about
already
to say, I
they're
mean,
already there.
yeah, then they're maybe worse than the Wizards and like the
Stop.
Spurs,
Nah, yeah,
or
chill
the
out. No,
Pistons.
without Curry, they'd definitely be Wizards here.
They would. I think they would. Because Andrew Wiggins has regressed. They have a bunch of old veterans like Klay and Draymond. Kuminga, maybe if he gets more reps, he could be better, but that's just a hypothetical at that point. So yeah, their roster is ass. I would not say, I would not say it's like that good. Even without Steph, it's bottom two, three, I would say.
Yeah. And
You
I
say
this
so,
is
Omar. You asked if he should deserve a spot or like a starting spot.
I mean, he's not starting out. I meant just does he deserve a spot? Well, coaches, obviously, I
Oh
think
yeah.
Curry has this done enough in the league to get that recognition. But is there a chance the coaches don't vote him in because he's a 13th seed or 12th seed? What seed are
No,
they?
no chance. No
There's
chance.
no way you're not putting Curry in your all-star ballot.
It's that LeBron effect where it's like
Yeah, there's no way.
the body of work, and he hasn't regressed to the point where it's like he's been super inefficient or he's like averaging lower than like 25, 24 point game.
Like
So
people still have him in his top five, like top five combos. So I
Oh yeah,
don't,
I think that's
yeah.
based off just like what he's done
Yeah.
couple of years, because people had him
Like,
as
come back.
high as two or even three, so.
Yeah.
All right, for
I
the
expect
people
that
that
Jamal
Paul George,
Murray
yeah,
won't
you
make
guys are
it.
from. Go ahead, switch.
I expect Jamal Murray won't make it because he's never been an All-Star so far.
And
And
what'd you
he's
say about
not
Jamal Murray?
projected to be All-Star.
Yeah, Jamal Murray has 0% chance of making it. I'm not gonna lie. I don't even think about his name.
I
I
know, it's
mean,
just crazy that he hasn't never been an All-Star. I thought about it. I'm like, damn, he really never been an All-Star.
I feel like he's gonna be one of those players when he retires, people are gonna be
like a
like
CJ McCollum.
shocked, like he doesn't have an All-Star appearance.
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of the CJ McCollum effect though. Like he's just playing in like an era with like a lot of great guards, so.
Regards.
I mean, yeah,
That's
because
crazy.
I've like I'm looking at the issue with me for the West is there's teams I feel like deserve two All-Stars, and then there's teams where I feel like at least they gotta get one too. That's the tough part. Like as Swiss, I think Lauri deserves an All-Star spot, but I don't know if I could. Does he deserve it over Paul George, over Rudy Gobert, over who's AD, even though obviously AD's a lot, all of us got AD.
Yeah.
But like that's the issue, is like people are going to be like, does the 10th seed deserve the Lakers? Are they still, they're still 10th, right?
Lakers were ninth right now. We're ninth seed.
I think you guys are going to fall to 10th today because LeBron
But
isn't
we're gonna
playing
fall
against the
today 10th
Clippers.
because LeBron's not playing. So yeah, we're gonna
Yeah,
fall
so
10th
LeBron, what
spot.
happened to him? Did he get what, like he get hurt?
It's just the ankle injury.
All
Like
right.
it's not, he played last game. He was fine. It's just a rest game, I guess. So.
Interesting that they're picking this
And
game to rest
we're
him,
not
but.
beating them anyways because we're not beating the Clippers for real this season. I just don't see it.
Y'all were 2-0. You guys just beat them.
Yeah, I don't see us beating that 3 times in a row. I just don't see it. We're not consistent like that.
So yeah, so I look at it like the 10th seed. People are gonna argue, well, why isn't Lauri getting a spot in while the 10th seed got two? If Zion
I
misses,
mean,
which is, I mean, based off your
it'd be
ballots,
LeBron, bro.
you know, Zion is gonna. A lot of you guys got Zion missing, so he may end up not making it. Then the question is, okay, how did the 5th seed or 6th seed Pelicans, depending on how it shakes out in about 7 days, why don't they got what's it called? Boom, why don't they get an extra all-star? Or I mean, why don't they get Zion? So it's really difficult for me because obviously I think Bron and AD are locks. You can't remove any of them just through their
That's the
individual
thing about it.
performance.
Yeah.
Individual performance has been good enough where his seeding is irrelevant. Kind of like with Curry. I have Curry, you know, even though his seeding's very low, I mean his team, like he's been good enough where it makes the discussion irrelevant. Same thing with Trae Young. I already have Trae Young starting, so I don't want to sound like a hypocrite. But I don't know. The real question is going to be, because people are going to be mad. If Rudy's probably going to make, I think coaches value that shit. People are going to be upset. And my thing as well, this the defensive player of the year on the first seed, why shouldn't he be an all-star over a player on the 8th seed?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's tough. The coaches are gonna have to figure it out because. So should the All Stars increase the amount of players or just keep it the same? Because
No, I
it's.
think it's good. I think it's good. Did y'all, I was gonna ask though, did y'all think of Chet or Wemby?
No, definitely not Wemby. Didn't even give it Wemby any thought.
Nah.
And Chet, no.
Wemby been going
I
crazy
think
with
Chet
nothing.
was an All Star until like recently when J Dub is kind of like rising up. And he's kind of slowed down, but
I don't think he ever deserved the All-Star spot at any point in the season.
Yeah, I
No,
don't know what he's talking
I think
about
a
either,
few,
bro.
3, 4 weeks ago, I think he had a good shot, but
I
as of
over that
right
means he
now,
would
I don't
have to
think he
be over
is.
Rudy. I didn't see that happen. Well, because if you
I would
have to
say
pick between Chet and Rudy, who are
Wemby.
you picking?
I would say like P I mean PG maybe back then, but no, not right now. But
Wemby will make it next season. I feel confident.
yeah, I think he'll definitely make it. I mean, he's averaging 20 and 10 as a rookie.
Yeah.
That's
And
just
his last
insane.
10 games has been all-star level. Look at his last 10
Right.
games.
And he's not playing like crazy minutes too, which is
Yeah.
wild. So, and then the thing with Chet is like he's playing with J Dub and Shea, so he doesn't I guess, dominate the ball as much as maybe he should. Yeah, but his defensive impact is really key. So that was his main argument early on in the season. That's why I thought he was an all-star, but I don't think he is anymore. I think Şengün has as good, if not more, of a case right now than him.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So, any other, Pat? Anybody got anything passionate else to say about All-Star members or who may deserve it, who may not deserve it?
If it weren't for politics, James Harden would be an all-star, by the way.
Why do you say that?
Why you say that? Yeah.
They're not giving a team three all-stars, but James Harden has been playing at an all-star level this year.
I mean, I agree,
Were
but
the
I
Warriors
don't
the
think he
last
deserves it
team?
over
No.
anybody.
He's even good, but he hasn't been better than any of the guards that to make
Well,
it.
I mean, you don't really have to be better than any of the guards. There's two wild card spots for a reason.
No,
So who
that's
would you say,
true.
who
But
would you
he hasn't.
remove if you could? If you could select
But
someone to
who would you
remove,
remove?
who would it be?
I mean, personally, if I had to remove somebody off my list, I'd take him over like Sengun and Sabonis.
Okay.
That's fair. Okay.
What was the last team to have three All-Stars? Was that the
Warriors,
Warriors?
The
I think it
Hawks.
was.
My bad. No. The Warriors had three All-Stars after the Hawks.
The Hawks had four. That's just insane. They actually
The
have
Hawks
four.
had four. Kyle Korver is the worst All-Star of all time, by the way.
Yeah, they have four All-Stars that one year. They're the number one seed. And then they got what, swept in the second round by LeBron.
Yes. Is that 2015? I forgot. It was 2015 or 2016.
2014, 15.
That's imagine being the first seed and getting swept. The Raptors know a lot about that.
Getting swept as a first seed is kind of insane.
Yeah, there should be no way as a first seed you get swept. Like, I don't care what anybody says. It just shouldn't happen. But yeah, and then the Warriors had three most recently. I don't know if a team after them had three. I'm trying to think.
Did the Bucks didn't have three? Giannis, Jrue, and Milton.
I don't think they ever made it at the same
I
time.
don't think Milton was also at the same time.
Because Middleton made it the first time with Giannis, then Jrue made it with him last year. I'm trying to think. Maybe there was a T last three, but it's slipping my mind. I don't know. I don't think so,
I
since
think
Golden
that's the
State, they
last
haven't
one.
had three. Yeah. Maybe you never know. Maybe a team in the future will come and get three. Even though that's tremendously hard, I feel like with all talent that the NBA today is, I think it would be like very, very difficult to actually sneak three in.
Yeah,
Unless like you were undefeated and you had like three dudes averaging 25 a game.
Yeah.
So you'd have to do something historic that's never been seen, like 40-2 record or something like that. Then that maybe would make people give you three. But like this year, where the standings are this kind of jumbled up, I don't think anybody sniffed. I mean, the only it may end up really being that the Lakers are the only ones who end up getting two, because right now that's the only ones I see as locks right now to get two.
Yeah.
Because I
Yeah.
see Kawhi, Paul George making it potentially, but I don't see that as a certainty. And I see Ant Rudy may make it, but I don't see Rudy as a certainty either. So, when do the coaches vote? Do they vote now, or have they already voted, or do they have to vote soon? That
I'm
may
pretty
change a
sure they
lot.
vote after the
All-star
votes,
starters
the
announcement, I
vote
guess.
ends.
Yeah,
After
that
the
makes more
playing vote
sense.
ends, yeah, they
I
vote.
think they get to vote until Tuesday. They get to vote from Friday to Tuesday. So, depending on how those standings look. Because I know coaches, like, they probably just gonna pull up Google.com and look at standings.
Yeah, they like standings. They like who's ever won it.
Yeah, so Chet may sneak in, is that, I mean, they're gonna be number one unless they choke today. So you may get Chet in there. Or the coaches open up the standings. They go, oh, what, Rudy number two seed now? Yeah, let's take him out. And then Azar may get what he's saying, may go down. What do y'all think about the switch? I don't know if I ever ended up asking it, but back to East and West.
I mean, I like it because obviously, I mean, I don't think the teams added anything, honestly. I mean, it was supposed to have like a sense of competitiveness, and the draft was pretty cool for the first year, I guess. But after that, it's just kind of like, I don't think the All-Star game really matters. It's
Matter.
not a fun game. So it's kind of like, it's
I look
whatever.
like the draft better, if I'm being honest,
Yeah.
but the draft is probably more like not more important, but more exciting than the game.
Right. And then you still have the game though as well. I also think the West is so much better than the East
Yeah.
talent-wise. So I mean that was the reason why they changed it in the first place. I mean, all those years they had LeBron, and then they had like who's starting in the East majority of the seasons with LeBron? Like I don't even remember.
I don't
I
know.
don't know,
But
but it was like
are you
DeRozan,
like
Kyrie.
it's better now, or you like the East West better, or what?
The West is better, but the East is decent.
The players ain't trying
Yeah, but
anyway.
I'm
That's why
saying
I really
like
don't care.
what
It don't
the
matter what the
reason they
format is.
changed it was because the disparity between the conferences.
Yeah, because the West and East, like the West was just too stacked.
Yeah, like
Yeah, last year.
you had a year with Kyle Korver, Jeff Teague, Paul Millsap, Al Horford made it. Like
And plus,
let's be
Giannis
for real.
cannot pick players, bro. He's not good at
I
drafting.
mean, regardless, the West will be having guys like AD and Curry coming off the bench, so still gonna be a
Yeah.
disparity.
Right.
But I guess it's not
Like
to level when you look at certain. But I mean, the players don't try. That's the only reason why it sucks anyway. It don't matter what the format is.
last year was bad, bro. I didn't even wa I watched like one quarter, then I didn't watch. That's it.
My thing
They were
switches,
bad.
right? This is my thing, right? The only way to get people to try, and I know it sounds insane, you got to put some crazy incentive in there. There is no crazy incentive, so why should I try and risk an injury?
Yeah,
But I, also,
exactly.
my point is like, I don't know why the players care so, because you literally cannot, you can't like predict injuries. I guess it reduces the risk, but still, like, you could get an injury
Does
walking outside, you could get an injury practicing. Just play the game. And I'm not saying you have to even go try hard, like, oh my God, this is the finals. I'm saying like you would on a random Monday night in Charlotte. Give that kind of effort for me.
Yeah, I think the last good All-Star game was the one I think when AD hit that free throw. I forgot what year it was, but that one was
AD
really
and
good.
also the
The one
Curry
in
one, the one where
Chicago, the one
they
in
had Curry in
Chicago
the
was
corner.
nice.
Yeah.
Is that the one with
The one
the
in
switch?
20? Yeah, 21 was good as well. That's when Curry
Which
broke the record, I think, right?
one was when the AD hit that free throw to win the game?
It was I
Was
can't
that
it was
tw
20 I can't remember that one, I'm not gonna lie. But I do remember
that
like the
was
AD. I don't remember the year though.
that on the West, East?
It was no, it was the draft format.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, it was for Team LeBron.
I forgot what it was. That was fun
That
though.
one year where Lowry took a charge too. That was
Yeah,
OP.
that's what I'm talking about.
This I'm not gonna lie
Yeah,
to
that
y'all,
was
this
20.
All-Star
That was the
weekend go
Chicago one.
this All-Star weekend go and be tampering central. I'll say that. I would leave it at that. Steph Curry and
That's
LeBron. Guy's gonna be trying to tamper with him. Wait, that sounded really wrong. Guys are gonna try and
you.
tamper to get them on their team. Yeah, let me fix that statement.
Yeah.
So it's the same from last year, right? Like, there's no reward, no none of that. It's still the same.
You said what, Swish?
It's still the same. Like the same. No rewards, no none of that. It's the donation thing. Like last year, you know, when they donated the charity.
I don't know. I don't know. There's no more quarter thing. I think they took that out. The E, what was it called? Elon ending? I can't remember what it's called.
Or no
That
more
ending
quarter
thing is
thing?
removed. Yeah, I don't think there's any more 24 points to score in the fourth quarter thing. I think they took that out.
Oh.
There's no target score.
They don't target score. So is it
It's
a
just gonna
four
be
quarter?
like clock running. It's All-Star weekend. I'm not gonna lie. It's kind of
That
like
is one thing
dying.
that's good though. I didn't like the target score.
Like, you didn't like it
Yeah,
getting
it
removed,
was
or you
kind
didn't
of
like it
annoying.
at all?
Yeah, like imagine seeing a buzzer beater in the All-Star game. Like,
Like, what do you mean?
I
I
don't
try to
know.
say you liked it or you didn't like
You like
having
it, you don't like it.
it. Okay, so I like the scoring aspect. Like I like the format of that. But I don't like the East versus West. Like I like the draft better.
Oh yeah, I agree
Oh,
with
so
you.
you're okay with the target score?
Nah, that shit was kind of
Oh,
mid. Like, I
I agree
prefer
with
just a
the
regular
draft
game.
because the draft was just funner
But
than the damn game itself. So at least it added some excitement.
yeah.
So the one year, the James Harden, I mean, we're never gonna get that again. The James Harden one, with the KD thing, LeBron
Oh
just purposely
yeah.
didn't pick Harden so he could see if KD was gonna pick him. And that shit had me cry. This nigga KD already
that
had
one
two centers on
Harden?
his team,
That
and
one
he would
Harden
pick
went to
Rudy
Philly?
Gobert and said we need a big, huh?
Is that when Harden went to Philly?
Yeah, when he went to Philly and demanded a trade, and then KD kept like ignoring picking Harden, and LeBron was like, and then Chuck was like, please don't take Harden, LeBron, and LeBron listened to him and didn't take him until like obviously once Harden was the last pick, he had to take him. So, you get like little moments like that won't happen ever again. We had the Ben Simmons Westbrook trade. I think the first time Giannis and LeBron did it, they traded Ben Simmons and Westbrook over. So, yeah, I'm very disappointed that we didn't get that. But East West should be interesting. I guess we haven't seen it in quite some time, and it will be nice to see it again. And we're gonna see a lot of tampering. That's the most important thing at an All-Star weekend is who can tamper the best. Didn't KD Kyrie create their super team because of the All-Star game where there's discussing? So hey,
I think so, yeah.
somebody can maybe get Curry to form the next super team. Who
Somebody
y'all
got
putting money
last
is
year. I
gonna
forgot who
go
it was.
tamper with Curry? Who y'all think will go tamper with Curry this year?
You said Curry? I don't know. Probably LeBron.
LeBron.
Niggas said
Come
LeBron.
on,
Bro,
man.
what I wish
Yeah.
they'd done though, I wish they just changed captains. Because, like, we always got either Giannis LeBron or KD LeBron.
But they vote for it, though.
Or
The
did we
fans
got
are the ones
Embiid? Did
that
we get
vote
Embiid
for it.
last year?
No, Embiid was not the captain.
Okay, I don't know why I thought he was the captain, but if you can, like, what if he rotated captains every year? Like, that could have been
That's
something.
correct. Yeah.
They do it with coaches, which is the funny part. A coach can't coach an All-Star game back-to-back years. So why wouldn't they do that with captains?
That's true.
Like, my thing is, who's the second vote getter in the West? I think it's Jokic. So imagine Jokic as a captain now. Like, and who's second vote getter in the East? I don't know. Is it Embiid, maybe?
It might be in B, I think.
Like, imagine Jokic and Embiid as captains. How fun that would be.
Would be funny. That would be
Like,
entertainment.
so I don't know. But we'll see. Hopefully just the most players try. I mean, I don't know what else you could say to save the All-Star game. And also, please pick good players for your events. Don't put Julius Randle on the 3-point contest ever again. Come on, the dunk contest is
Isn't
dying.
Jaime Jaquez doing the dunk contest?
Yeah, it's over, bro.
Yeah,
I'm not like, what's the point of even cracking that on? Who else is in the
think
dunk contest? Mack McClung?
Wemby's doing the skills challenge or some shit too.
I don't even care about skill challenge, right? My thing is the dunk contest and the 3-point contest. Don't ruin that for me. And already two of the parts. Mack McClung was cooking last time, so it's cool. And Jaime Hawkins, I'm not gonna hate on the young man. It's his first time, so we're gonna see how he's gonna do. Please just make sure the other two people got hops and can do nice dunks. Like what happened to the old days? What happened to Zach LaVine's and the Aaron Gordons of the world? But anyway, appreciate y'all hopping on. We're not gonna do team of the week or player of the week because we didn't record like 4 days ago, so there's not enough time to get new ones. So we'll see you guys once again. We'll see you guys. I want to see early next week. Probably see you after the reserves get announced, so we can discuss any snubs, anything like that, and maybe we'll get some enraged individuals. I don't know. I don't think anybody on this pod has ever got enraged. Has somebody ever lost their mind on this spot?
I don't remember.
Felice with Maury, maybe? That's the closest
Probably
we got.
Jalen one time.
Jalen one time. Felice with Maury.
Oh, we had a Lakers Clippers debate
Oh,
once.
that was fun. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. But we will be back. We'll be back. And yep, those are all-star ballots. And appreciate y'all hopping on.
For sure.